This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We're going to start with a trucker accident in Queens. This tractor trailer didn't realize that it had basically a tree wedged in it.
Oh.
As it went down the road and just caused a path of destruction.
Oh, my God.
The story on that from NBC4 in New York. Let's take a listen in here.
Oblivious tractor-trailer driver left a mess behind in Queens.
A big mess. There's some new cell phone video I want to show you of that driver dragging a large tree branch right down the middle of the street, damaging dozens of cars.
Oh, it's hitting every car goes by.
Has no idea that branch was stuck in his truck.
Look!
News 4's Ida Siegel joins us from Whitestone with the reaction there, Ida.
He didn't hear
Stephen
that?
Stephen and Natalie, folks in the neighborhoods here still can't believe this actually happened. Two of the damaged cars are still here parked on the street behind me. You can see the shattered window there barely holding on. Folks here think that the truck driver that caused this mess should be arrested.
Car after car littered with shattered glass here on 12th Road. More than a dozen total, all the result of a tractor trailer coming down the block. You can see on surveillance video, it has a tree branch stuck to it and did major damage.
It looks like a small tree.
It looks like a tree.
You heard this loud noise like a freight train coming down the block. It was a big, 18-wheeler. He had the tree in between his car.
Had a tough life.
And he just kept barreling down. He hit about 15 cars. It was a mess.
It happened last night at around 10. This man's car was crushed. He went after the driver and pressed record on his cell phone camera.
Pull over, dude! Pull over!
I just beeped at him and told him to pull over. I followed his tracks because his wheels had locked up. Followed his tracks up to the service road. He begrudgingly eventually pulled over. I got out to copy down the license plate just so that I could have documentation of what took place.
Police did eventually come to the scene. They say the truck driver didn't realize what had happened, and it was an accident.
Everybody's car is damaged. Everybody had to take off from work today. All our plans were disturbed, and this guy didn't even get arrested. I don't get it.
The silver lining is, there was no life, nobody was hurt. But how do you go and do this? There's no regard for human life.
But he was issued two summonses, one for leaving the scene of the accident and another for a broken headlight. I asked if they administered a breathalyzer test. They couldn't answer that question for me.
No, so they didn't.
No. Mm. The lady who never blinks really wants his blood.
Yes, she does.
Oh, God.
I don't understand why he wasn't killed on the spot. I don't
understand. This is our lives. We couldn't go to work.
Ma'am, you didn't know there was a tree there.
I had plans this weekend. Do you understand that? I don't understand why they didn't just kill the guy.
No, you want him dead?
I want him dead. I want to make an example out of him.
That seems a bit harsh, ma'am.
How do you get a full tree, though?
That's what I want to know.
Unless he had to drive over.
Well, maybe. There could be a couple of different explanations. Something could have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
In between, right between his cab and the trailer,
Yeah. So it's a weird spot.
It is a weird spot. It could have fallen there and he didn't even notice.
He has no idea.
Yeah, he has no idea.
It's like he was driving one of those like old school chariots that had those like sharp knives on the wheels.
Like from Ben-Hur?
Yeah, like cut everything down. That's what his truck was doing to all these cars. Just clotheslining
them all. Destruction? I never would have thought that would have done that much destruction, though, to those cars. Mm. Basically just rip those cars apart.
Yeah.
Big tree branch.
It's nuts.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, maybe truck drivers can speak to it more, but you wouldn't feel that? I'm driving a tractor trailer.
I don't think you'd feel it, but I can't believe you're going to hear it.
I've got a tree stuck out of the side. You got to feel some pulling or something. It's pulling along all those cars, you wouldn't feel something different too. Besides, if you didn't, maybe he had music blaring.
Yeah, that first hit where it shows it hit the car, it almost lifted that car off the ground a little bit. So it hit hard.
Yeah, I guess. Stupid.
I don't know. I can't believe they didn't give him a breathalyzer. You might want to do that because he might have been drunk when he hit the tree.
That is
and then
weird.
He might have been
like, oh, geez.
we never thought of it.
Unless they had no reason to believe he had been drinking.
Other than the 15 cars he just smashed.
Well, you guys, it could have been an accident. It likely was an accident. then he could have
he's
been completely
not meant to
sober.
Be a truck driver.
Right.
I think that one. I think he needs a new career.
Yeah, you got to get a tree.
Yeah, they don't teach you that at the truck driving school.
Someone said, I drive truck. There is no possible way with the mirrors, the way the mirrors are positioned, he couldn't have seen that damn tree.
Yeah, so he's just an idiot. If he wasn't drunk.
Everyone said, you would definitely know. Oh my God, he should have got arrested. Walk the plank.
I don't understand why he wasn't in front of a firing squad.
Yeah. The guy who reported him, is he related to Dave? He took down all of his information
he
and
really
yelled
did.
At him to pull over. God bless America. Pull over.
Alyssa, you do that again, it's good night nurse for your career.
Well, someone's got to stop him. Ryan has a comment here. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Hey, good guys. How you doing?
Peanut
balls.
Balls.
So, yeah, I'm a truck driver and over here in Boston, and we call them steering wheel holders. There's really two kinds of truck drivers, and, you know, these steering wheel holders are the guys you see going down the road. They got, you know, 1 foot up on the dashboard, socks and sandals on, that kind of thing, and these are the guys that aren't really paying attention. You absolutely should notice a tree getting dragged behind your truck. You pretty much feel everything in like 80,000 pounds.
Right.
I mean, there's just no way. He must have had the music cranked, you know, looking at his phone, watching YouTube videos, whatever. I see it all the time. Obviously, I'm, you know, 6 feet up. I can look over and see these guys watching Netflix, and it's just ridiculous. You know, recently there was
That's terrifying.
A dump truck. There was a dump truck that ripped the body off his truck because he left it up in the air driving down the highway and ripped it clean off the truck under a highway overpass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of dummies out there.
Yeah, there is. But then on the other side, someone said, like, these things weigh up to 80,000 pounds. They make so much power and torque, you could easily drag a car underneath your trailer without ever feeling it. But they say it is his bad for not watching his mirrors.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you'd think you might hear something unless you had the music cranked. I mean, he literally destroyed a bunch of cars.
Yeah.
Off now to Florida, where a 31-year-old guy there got pulled over for drunk driving. And when they pulled him over, the guy said to the cops, "Mind your business."
That doesn't work.
Then he floored it and crashed into a tree. Mind your business. This was 31-year-old Hunter Padgett. He was stopped about 3:30 in the morning on State Road 44 for reportedly doing 71 in a 55. They noticed his tag was expired. There was also a broken taillight. He stopped in the middle of an intersection when they turned their sirens and lights on. But when he rolled down his window, the trooper got a whiff of booze.
Mm-hmm.
Said to the guy, "Hey, what's going on?" He said, "Listen, I have just come back from having sex with a woman.
Yeah.
And I only had 2 beers, so mind your business."
Mind your business.
Huh.
And sped off.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, you
don't. Yeah, they don't like that.
Oh, you can't do that.
Didn't get too far before he crashed into a tree, and then he was handcuffed after a brief foot chase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's how you get the...
Oh, yeah.
Foot chase.
He said his back and chest hurt, so they had to call for an ambulance.
Wonder why. All those kicks.
Yep.
He was taken to a hospital where he was cleared by a doctor, but then exposed himself to a nurse.
Oh, my, this guy. This guy.
Him again? Hold
terrible.
On a second there.
Not enough yet.
This was after complaining of neck and back pain. He also said he was going to piss in the back of the patrol car.
Mm.
He made racial slurs. He did everything. This guy did everything wrong. He was charged with aggravated fleeing with injury or damage, resisting arrest, DUI with property damage, hit and run, and more.
Yeah,
you know, it's wild. Some of these guys, like Stella's new favorite show, and I can't believe it's her favorite show, but she watches that PD live.
Live PD.
Live PD. She wants a live PD.
Is that appropriate?
That is awesome. I don't think it really is sometimes.
Probably not.
But she loves it. Like, I'll be doing something. I'll walk in the room. She's watching it. She'll watch reruns of it. And even like last night, like a cop showed up, just a normal thing. And the guy's like, he was like, "Don't you mess with me, copper." And the cop's like, "Come on, man, don't make me just bash you about the head and face with this giant club of mine. Let's just calm down and be reasonable." And then the guy just wouldn't stop.
Oh, people are idiots when they get around cops.
Oh,
man.
My God. And the cop finally had to give him a couple. Teach him a lesson.
She watches that.
She likes it. She loves it. Like her favorite show now.
That's worrisome.
There's some wild stuff on there. There was like a chick walking around one time on that live PD show, and the cop's like, What are you up to?
Yeah.
She's like, "Well, you know, been smoking crack all day."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Well, you shouldn't. What do you got on you?"
Bunch of crack.
Like, oh, I got a few crack rocks.
Is that the episode where she introduced the cop to her imaginary crack friend?
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that happened in one episode.
Awesome.
They found sex toys in, like, a guy's car. They've had a guy call because he's getting scammed by a webcam chick. Like, he actually, like, lost his cable or something. And, like, they threatened to cut off his internet if they didn't pay him money. Otherwise, they're going to send, like, a video of him masturbating.
Oh, my God.
Like, they cover everything you can imagine. It's awesome. The show is awesome.
There's a lot of questions I have to answer. You know, especially she's like, because I'll be like, "He was on crack," and Stell's like, "What's crack?" And I'm like, "Crack's a drug. Don't do drugs."
Yeah.
She's like, "Oh, I won't." Like, so part of me is like, "Hey, this isn't bad."
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm like, "Look at this maniac." And she's like, "What's wrong?"
Yeah, but
I'm
the
like,
guy,
he's on drugs.
The guy jerking off on camera that's afraid.
I haven't seen any of that yet.
Yeah,
they're not going to show it.
I see more just like drug stuff all the time on there.
It's all drug stuff.
It's all drug stuff. And it's hilarious.
And she loves when they're chasing somebody.
She loves it. That this guy's pulled over and they're like, "Sir, what's going on?" He's like, "Listen, I'm just coming back from having sex with a woman."
Yeah.
"And I only had two beers, so you mind your business."
Yeah, I had
buzz off, buzz.
I had access to a lady's bottom half a minute ago.
I smell like sex and beer.
Look at this. I just found his mugshot here. There he is.
Oh, boy. Wow. Oh, boy. He had more than two, huh?
Yeah. He had about 52 from the looks of it.
And I'm doubting he had sex with a woman as well.
It all makes sense after seeing his mugshot.
Yeah,
it sure does. A guy in Kentucky recently got arrested for recording himself performing a lewd act with another guy's toothbrush and putting it back.
That's
like the worst discovery, right? Like the, like, "Oh, I can't believe I found that out." Knowing that someone has had their toothbrush up their ass.
And I think when it fully dries out, I believe the smell goes away.
But you still got poop on there.
Yeah,
you would never be able to detect it.
You just brush your teeth.
Ugh, with his poop brush.
Yep. And this guy's a moron for, like, filming that he did it.
Mm.
You know, because that's just, all that is evidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, it becomes assault and things like that.
Oh, yeah. No, you're in big trouble.
So this dude is now facing charges. He appeared in court yesterday. Justin Stamper has charges related to the incident that they say was filmed in his house. He was out on bond from a previous arrest. And then this video shows him in the victim's bathroom performing a lewd act with his toothbrush, then returning the toothbrush to its proper place.
Do we know for sure that it was the bee?
Well, what else would you do? What else would you do?
Well,
lewd
he
act?
Might have.
He could have finished off.
Fibbit.
Would you rather have a spladoosh or a butt brush?
Hmm. Crazy question.
I know it is, but you get to pick one. You'd rather have spladoosh.
Oh, God, spladoosh is bad.
Oh, spladoosh is bad.
Some guy's ass, man.
Yeah, the ass is just
as
bad.
You really can't choose in that.
You can't choose.
It's tough to choose.
Don't make me choose.
Could you catch more stuff from the spladoosh, though, than the...
I think you're up in the air with both of them.
I think you can catch more probably the other way.
Yeah.
Anally?
Yeah.
Back stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They say the video was made several days before it was sent to the victim. So he did it, held on to it for a few days. I'm like, "Hey, have you brushing your teeth lately?
Look at this. I brushed my ass with it."
Wow. And then you send it to the guy, which is just guaranteed.
What do you do? So 3 days later, you get a video from a guy who had your toothbrush up his ass.
You just cry.
What do you do?
You cry.
"Hello, darkness, my old friend."
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do exactly what he probably did. I was like, well, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, you call the police. You save the video that the moron just sent you. He sent you the evidence. And you send him away to jail for who knows how
long. There's the mugshot of the guy who had the toothbrush apparently up his ass. He's not a clean-looking fella
either.
I think there's probably some dirtiness back there.
How long do you think he swooshed it around in there?
Oh, man. And do you go all the way or just...
Oh, man, he went in there, I bet.
Way up. I would think so.
Let's hope no one ever has to.
If I ever have a roommate again, like, God forbid, I'll just do a prison style and have, like, my... I'll have, like, a thing I wear with my toothbrush. And
I would have my toothbrush in the safe. I did do that on vacation. I put my toothbrush in the safe.
Yeah, you don't know what they're up to.
I don't know. I mean, I would assume most people don't shove it up their buttholes.
A lot of jokesters out there.
But...
Yep.
Someone could have a bad day, and my toothbrush pays the ultimate price.
I did it to Dave when we were in Boston in the hotel room.
Oh, you are a bastard.
He doesn't know.
I never left my toothbrush alone.
Did you go in with it?
Hey,
now. It was deep.
Swiveled it around a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Twist.
That's enough.
Upper rectum, lower rectum?
Lower than way up. And then kind of in and out.
All right, guys. Enough of your fun. Someone in Montana flipped their car while swerving to miss a kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
In Montana.
Whoa. Kangaroo.
KFBB-TV has the story here from this great news anchor. Take a listen.
This next story absolutely falls under the only in Montana category. One trooper near Dodson on the High Line is still trying to wrap his head around an accident that happened early Wednesday morning. Trooper Matthew Finley was called out to a single vehicle rollover on Highway 2, and when he finally caught up with the two people involved in the accident, they told him this.
And the driver told me that she had swerved to miss a kangaroo.
Yep, you heard that right. A kangaroo. Trooper Finley tells KFBB the couple was driving along Highway 2, just west of Dodson, when the roo came jumping across the highway. They missed the animal and ended up rolling their car, luckily only suffering minor injuries. Still, it was a story he thought they were making up.
I thought it was a joke or something like that, so I didn't really believe it until I...
This is the most exciting...
The worst news report.
...thing honestly. That's ever happened there.
I'm sure it is. But I guess we'd all kind of freak out. Kangaroo!
Yeah.
I just don't know where the hell a kangaroo would come from.
They believe it was from a nearby farm.
Oh, okay.
Kangaroo farm?
It'd be crazy to see one.
That'd be real nuts.
Like just around here?
At least I had to call you. You're not going to believe it. I just saw a goddamn kangaroo.
Like, Andy, what are you smoking today?
Nothing. I'm sober as a...
Well,
I'm sober as a judge.
Come on now, Andy. What was it?
Well, it's got nothing to do with that, though.
It's PCP. But listen, I know a kangaroo when I see one.
Yeah.
It's PCP! No, it would freak you out. Hopefully I'd be able to keep my car on the road, though, but not every day you see a kangaroo.
Hmm. Yeah, you don't want to mess with them either. They'll kick you right. They'll kick your guts right out.
Okay. Well, they got velociraptor hooks on their bottom feet, and they kick, and somehow a kangaroo's really tough.
Oh yeah,
in the stomach or whatever.
They have abs.
Yeah, they kick each other in the gut all the time.
Mm.
Workers at a California thrift shop tracked down a man. He donated his mom had a collection of those old creepy dolls.
Oh yeah,
you know those super dolls.
Doll.
Well, his mom had a huge collection, and he donated it to a thrift shop when she passed, not realizing there was $36,000 in cash in one of those doll boxes.
Oh man,
it happens so much when someone dies and they got to clear out their stuff. And
that's why you got to tell somebody, you know, like
before
if you,
you
got
forget.
A stash
before you forget his key.
Yep.
So he donated his mother's doll collection to the Discovery Shop charity store in Santa Monica. He was surprised when he got a call from the store saying an envelope full of cash was found in one of the antique porcelain doll boxes. An employee found the cash, which totaled $36,000. And returned it to the man, told him to come back and pick it up.
Wow.
He's lucky.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I hope it was $36,000 that was there.
No, it was probably about 50.
It's probably 72,000.
You'll never know.
36 for you, 36 for me.
There's $3 million.
Because you did the right thing, right?
You found $34,000.
Oh, I heard it was his dead mom who put it away and never told anyone.
Mm.
Oh, you mean the $12,000?
Yeah, there's 10,000 in there.
You got 5,000. There was
6,000. $5,500.
Yep. You got $100.
A couple hundred bucks.
No, he got it all, apparently. $36,000 back. A very honest worker there.
Yeah. Oh.
At that charity.
I wouldn't be
shop.
Checking those doll boxes, though. That's terrifying.
Me too. That's probably you why you. I
that's
just
when they come to life.
Yeah.
That's when they come to life.
Yeah, when you touch them.
Yeah, when you open their box. Hey, what are you helping me?
That haunted doll's got a bunch of cash in it.
It's his money.
What
it's
a dilemma.
It's gonna don't kill take me. My money.
Oh, I'm gonna.
You shouldn't have.
We're gonna fight to the death, doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things.
I'm already dead.
Oh,
those things freak me out, you guys.
Yeah, they're scary.
Oh my god. Yeah, yeah.
I do not.
I don't
like
understand
them at all.
How anyone gets into it. I like you're sitting around one day and you're like, you know what I need is just a whole room full of those creepy ass dolls. That's what I need in life. Mm-hmm. It's nuts.
No, I think it's an older woman thing. I think obviously it's dying off. Like, yeah. There's no like no one our age that's into it.
Yeah.
Are there?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I hope not.
No, I think it's an old ladies game.
I don't even see many old ladies with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like died out.
Well, fully. It's because those dolls killed them all.
Yeah, exactly. So many deaths.
Yeah. You don't hear about that.
No, you don't, right? They go unreported.
Yeah.
No one knows.
So many doll murders.
They think it's just an old lady dying.
Right. Yeah, she just died, but really that doll choked the life out of her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or all those car crashes, probably just little doll hands on the gas.
Right? Uh-huh.
They're under the seat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden the gas pedal went right to the floor. And then I heard a terrifying laugh. I looked down, there was a doll.
And then people are like, oh sure,
he's
absolutely out of his mind.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I mean it was a doll.
Watch out for those porcelain dolls. Even though they're closely related, there's a world of difference between being cheap and being frugal.
Okay.
Cheap is bad. They say frugal is admirable.
Hmm. I think they're almost the same.
Well, yeah. you can judge for yourself. They gave people a bunch of scenarios here, and you have to decide cheap or frugal.
Okay.
Quickly, if you want to chime in, what's the cheapest thing your partner does that drives you insane? Cheapest thing your partner does that drives you insane. 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. All right. Not leaving a tip. Cheap or frugal?
Oh, that's cheap. That's cheap. You can't
cheap.
Do that. Can't do that.
We terrible. All agree there.
Yeah.
Buying generic groceries or electronics?
Frugal.
It's frugal, but I'm a big fan of like knowing what you're getting.
Yeah.
Like I had a buddy who wanted to buy like a guitar pedal. Like you could step on it and it does different things. And he was like, this one is, it's called this and it's only, and it's cheap. And I'm like, yeah, but they break after 3 weeks of owning them. Like it's notorious.
You generally get what you pay for. Although
yeah.
We've had some off-brand TVs, I got to say, that have been amazing.
Really? Huh. Yeah, I've done it the wrong way the whole time. I'm all brand name.
Oh, yeah.
Even when I was super poor, I was just like, I don't know, I don't trust the generic stuff. Mm.
Reusing tea bags or coffee filters?
Cheap.
Yeah, it's cheap. I mean, I don't
cheap
know. I would never do it, but
it's
disgusting.
Cheap.
Yeah.
Calculating your portion of a group dinner bill?
I think it's cheap.
Cheap or frugal?
God, I think everything's cheap, I think.
It's cheap.
Cheap.
It's cheap.
But I'm a guy. It's just like we don't do it that way.
Yeah.
We just split it.
We don't do it that way. Or we try and pay for everyone else.
Yeah, I know. I hate when it comes to that part,
yeah.
too, where it's like, should I pay? What is it? Oh, no, somebody's paid.
Yep.
Diluting your hand soap with water so it'll last longer.
Oh, come on. Disgusting.
Jesus.
Like this place.
So cheap.
It's like this place.
Yeah.
Using deals or coupons when you shop.
Frugal.
It's frugal. I mean, I would never do it, but I understand why people do it.
Regifting.
Cheap. No, that's awful.
Cheap. Yeah, cheap.
Super cheap. Only drinking at home. Never at a bar.
Frugal.
Normal. Just
frugal.
I think it
thing.
Is. Some people call it cheap, but I think that's frugal. I mean,
you spend a lot of money out at the bars. Money.
I remember when we were young and we knew we were going to go to a bar, we would like get hammered before we got there.
Right.
You know?
Pre-game it.
Yeah. Way cheaper.
I've never heard of this before. We were asking about cheap or frugal and the cheap thing your partner does that drives you crazy. My lady dries wet paper towels to use them again.
No.
Who the
no,
F
never
does
heard
that?
That.
No. Then just have that. A towel.
Yeah.
Right? Why would you bother buying paper towel? They're disposable for a reason.
That's revolting.
I do this.
You
do
what, it? Chuck?
I do this in
you
my...
dry out paper towels?
Well, it's
Who
not really...
You?
No, here's the thing. So, like, a lot of times when I'm doing stuff in my fish room, like, I'll just get little tiny bits of water around, and I'm like, oh, I need... And I'll have a paper towel, and I'll dry it up, and then I'll just put the paper towel on this shelf I have. My fish shelf.
But that's your reusable fish towel.
It's my reusable fish paper towel.
Yeah.
It just gets wet and then dries out and gets wet and dries out.
Yeah.
So I guess technically, like, I'm not laying anything out and like, ooh, well, we can use this because it didn't really
right.
get.
It's not a soaked through paper towel. It's
no.
little spots that you're getting.
Yeah.
And then you reuse
it. But I definitely,
thing.
Like, it can be like, I've had that. That old piece of paper towel for 4 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think that's as weird as what this was.
Yeah.
This guy says, my fiance squeezes ketchup packets into ketchup bottles.
Mm, God damn it.
Our son uses so much ketchup, she does to do this about once a month. He's like, ketchup is $2 a bottle, guys.
Mm. Yeah.
You know how much time that would
take too much
to open ketchup packets and fill up a bottle with it?
And then the million packets you would need.
Yeah.
Which he obviously takes scams from.
People don't understand the time equals money thing.
Mm-mm. No, like, people don't.
I've always thought that way. Like, my time is worth more to me than $2.
Time/distance.
Mm.
There's those two things to me. Time and distance.
Right.
Do not equal... A great payoff.
Exactly.
This person Wild. Said, my wife gets salads from the salad bar at the grocery store, but then she goes to the self-checkout and rings it up under a banana, 39 cents a pound. That's illegal.
That's how you go to jail.
That's theft.
Yeah, that's not a, you're not a saver.
Arrest that
no,
bitch.
No, you go right to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Cheapest thing my partner does, buy the cheapest toilet paper.
Mm, hate that, man.
You can't do the cheap toilet paper.
Where was I just... Oh, nature called when we were out somewhere on the weekend, and I went into the bathroom that had the individual squares that you pull out of a dispenser.
Yeah.
The cheapest of cheap toilet paper. It was like toilet paper sheets.
Oh, God.
You pull them out one by one.
Stop.
No,
how can
I'm
you
kidding.
Even have
I've never
this?
Even seen that.
That is, it was the most cheap toilet paper I've ever seen in my life. It was like
one square at a time.
You pulled out of a dispenser on the wall, not a toilet, not a roll. They were stacked squares, and you got
That's
one at
nuts.
A time when you
oh
pulled them
God,
out.
Oh my God, I need so many squares.
Each wipe, I use at least 500 squares.
Yeah.
Mine's all bears and angels.
I'll tell you, when you got the cheap
cheapest.
Stuff, when you get the cheap stuff, you go for a wipe, and all of a sudden you're two knuckles deep.
Well, you know what you did.
Oh,
I'm feeling my own.
Oh.
Phew.
Goodness.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. You're listening to the sounds of
wow.
Chuck and Andy.
Wiping their own butts.
Touching their backsides. Touching their backsides. Dwayne, talking about the cheapest thing your partner does that drives you nuts.
Ripcord. Let's go to a sandwich shop in town where you had free toppings. And she would get her sandwich, which she hated all these toppings on a sandwich, just get it loaded. I mean, just loaded where they couldn't even put the wrapper around it. So she could pick them all back off when she got home and not have to buy, like, lettuce and onions and stuff like that.
For the rest of the week.
Insane.
Yeah,
oh
for, like, stuff
oh,
for
yeah.
the rest of the week.
That one's her weekly vegetables?
Easily. Yeah.
No, yeah. no, no.
Weekly veggies.
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
Shopping at Subway. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. That's fine, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
That's crazy.
That's not frugal.
Imagine, too, when they put the jazz all over
yes, it. Yes. You got some yazzy vegetables.
You got to sort of
shake them off.
Rinse it off.
That lettuce.
My lady washes styrofoam plates.
Mm. Styrofoam?
Mm-mm.
Great.
I know your in-laws
yeah.
were washing
yeah,
the stuff, the plastic stuff
yep.
to get rid of.
They still do. All the
they
time.
Love it. It's just too
they
nice.
They don't think there's any such thing as disposable.
Yeah,
right. That is a waste.
To yeah, them. Plastic plates.
I mean, not styrofoam, but we would get them the nicer plastic plates. You
yeah,
know,
yeah. Yeah. When you're trying to class up right. a picnic type of or exactly. an outdoor
when they
barbecue.
Have like their big Indian family gatherings, there's like 50 people come over, yeah, right? Yeah. So too many dishes. So we bought them the nice ones, but then they just spent the time washing them all anyway.
Yeah.
And then they washed all the Solo cups. I'm like, why are you washing Solo cups?
Don't wash Solo cups.
These
like,
are good.
First
cups.
Of all,
good
I'm never going to drink
cups.
Out of that again. Yeah. I'm not taking a used Solo cup from you.
Yeah, like whose was it?
Those aren't meant to be reused.
You know, no, you not. Don't know whose it was.
No.
What did I do with it?
They look at it a whole different way.
It could have been my tobacco. It.
Listen, they didn't
cup.
Have money.
That's why.
That's how they have to do it, right? We were raised differently, but it's certain things are disposable for a reason.
Yeah.
Someone said, my man takes the extra roll of toilet paper from hotel rooms every time. You know, I kind of am guilty of this. Not the toilet paper, but I felt like whenever I went to a hotel, I'm like, oh, we can take that shampoo, all that extra shampoo. All that.
I think you're allowed to.
You're allowed to take
well, you're
that.
Allowed to, but
Stella does it every time.
I don't need it. I just think, well, I paid for the room. I'm do that.
Well, they're yours. They're
yeah. Little... I take the towels. I take.
No, not the not towels. The towels. Not
just the
towels.
Toilet
I take the bloody mattress.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's yours.
But
you
we had like a little like thing in our bathroom that we realized was filled with all these sample size soaps yeah. and stuff and shampoo and Amber's like, you got to stop taking these.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is.
My thing with that is I've never I found that it's good stuff.
No, sometimes it depends.
Every once
sometimes
in a while, if
is.
You stay at a okay place. But Stella, like I said the other day, I will go through a bag and one pocket is full of seashells and then the other pocket is full of hair products. Because that's what she takes.
I stayed at
Stella takes those things.
I stayed at a hotel. They gave me a candle.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'll take that.
Yeah, a candle's cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
I take a candle.
But it's hard to pack, you know, like, oh, I'm going to pack my candle.
Someone said, wait a second, fish room is Chuck 115 years old.
No, fish are for cool people.
Yeah.
I have a fish room. That.
Fish rooms are for cool people.
It's my quiet place. I just like watching them swim. They go back and forth and back and forth. Look at them go.
My father-in-law would reuse floss.
Ew.
Gross.
It was always hanging on the towel rack in the bathroom.
Come on.
Oh, that'll do me later.
They give it to you free at the dentist.
Yes, every time you go.
Cheap.
It's little
floss.
String that got the food particles out of your gums. Come on.
Ooh, this is gross, too. Mm. Cheapest thing my wife does to save money, reheat a pot of coffee from a day or two before.
You know.
Oh, no.
My grandma.
Really?
She would make her pot of coffee for the morning at night. Before and then, like, microwave
oh,
it
no.
and would drink it all day.
Good.
It was so bad. I was like, Grandma, come on.
Like, fresh brew.
Like, don't you think, like there are some places that it's like a certain amount of time and then they just dump it out?
Because yes, it
you
burns.
Know?
It's that burning.
Like, it gets that burn. Like, there's a taste, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All good coffee places do that.
Yeah. They get rid of it.
You got to do it fresh. But she's that Great Depression era, man.
Yep.
That's just it. Yeah. My grandma lived in a tent in a park, so. I'm sure she would have done anything, you know.
Right.
Someone said you can donate all those shampoos to charities. We actually did that. There was
there is something like
there
that.
There was, I think, a women's home that was looking for toiletries and stuff, and we gave a whole bunch of stuff to them, including all those free hotel swipes that I took. This one is Christy, who's joining us now. Hi, Christy. What's your comment?
I have a very cheap husband. We go to a restaurant for cheeseburgers for $1, and they bump them up to $1.30 for the extra slice of cheese. So he orders just a cheeseburger with one slice of cheese to save 30 cents.
Yep.
30 cents.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
It adds up, Dave.
I know. I guess it does, but it seems ridiculous. Someone said my dad also does that. He puts actually the Solo cups in the dishwasher. The thing is, they deteriorate and get mold inside them.
Yeah, the
dishwasher
is so hot, it'll meld it and craziness. People are crazy.
Oh, a lady does her own dental work. That ain't good.
Her own dental work?
Her own dental work.
Jeez. That was another thing my grandma would do was she would go to the, like, she'd get her hair cut sometimes at, like, the beauty
school?
Beauty school.
Yeah.
Beauty schools.
Is it free or really
cheap?
Yeah,
because
someone
is
free,
just,
but I'm like, what if they botch you, grandma? What are you doing?
Oh, well, it grows back, you know.
I'll just sit here.
Oh, my God, I love this.
We'll go out for a week.
When my husband is going to the store, I'll ask him to pick me up a Dr. Pepper. Well, he refuses to pay the price for the brand names, so he'll bring me home a Dr. Bob, which tastes nothing like a Dr. Pepper.
I've seen that Dr. Bob.
What's it? There's a Dr. Bob?
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be like a Dr. Pepper? Dr. Bob.
Probably, yeah.
Drink.
Dr. Bob drink.
Dr. Bob drink. Oh, yeah, my God, there's Diet Dr. Bob. Oh, look, in that. What's that? Is that Mountain Shouting?
What's Mountain Shouting.
Yes, it's Mountain Shouting. It's like their version of Mountain Dew, Mountain Shouting.
Change, Dr. you ever Bob. Had any of this?
No, not Dr. Bob or Mountain Shouting. I've had a generic Kroger, like Dr. K. I've had Dr. K. That's not
there's too also
bad.
Oh, there's a Dr. K. Yeah. Dr. Like, K, Dr. Good Guy.
Oh, there's a bunch of like
Dr. Slice.
Dr. Slice, the wild one.
There's always like Mountain Mist or like...
Are these the dollar store brands, Dr. Bob and Mountain Shouting?
I'm not familiar with that logo to the side, but it's definitely like a store's generic brand of pop.
Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be like a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
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 Anytime there's a doctor, it's got that taste.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've heard is just, what is it, root beer and red pop mixed together or something like that?
Oh, I don't know.
It's 23 flavors.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't like Dr. Pepper, because I don't like root beer.
Oh.
It all makes sense.
I love root beer and I love Dr. Pepper, so yeah.
I do too.
When you when you pour a Dr. Pepper out into a glass and look at it in the sun, it's red.
It's got a reddish hue.
It's red. So, I don't know. I always thought there was something too. Maybe it's like red pop and something else.
One more call before we move on here, and it's from Stella. Not Chuck Stella, a different Stella. Hi, Stella.
Hi.
Talking about the cheapest thing your partner does. This is your grandma, though.
Yeah, my grandma pours back the milk from cereal back into the milk carton.
No!
No! After it's been in the bowl? Don't drink grandma's milk.
Grandma!
Stella, can you pass along a message to grandma from us?
Oh, sure.
Please say, Grandma, you whore.
No! Oh, don't say Grandma.
No, that's not from all of us.
Thanks, Stella.
That's not from all of us. That is just from Dave. Yeah.
Only Dave would say that.
Only Dave would call a grandma a whore.
She puts her used grandma juice milk back in the carton.
She's confused.
And grandma
she's
cereals. Grandma cereals are not good ones.
Oh, my God.
What a wheat chunks.
Shredded wheat.
Grandma milk.
Oh, imagine she has to with a fork keep back
strain
some
it.
Of the
strain
keep
it.
Back some of
the,
but it doesn't get it all right.
The chunks.
It doesn't get it all.
The grandma chunks. God no,
oatmeal,
guys.
Bits of oatmeal.
Ooh, you ain't tempting my tummy.
Oh, could you imagine you didn't know and you just poured like some
so
of it
like
in
I
your
put,
coffee
like, in my coffee and so I get a chunk
Thankfully
of shredded
they know.
Meat.
God damn it! That's one of those hearts. Cheap balloons from Lucky Charms in there.
Little Lucky Charm comes out into Dave's coffee.
And grandmas are all... Grandmas
oh,
get all,
oh,
all
yeah, the
grandmas,
gums. They're all
grandma's
gums
saliva
and lips.
And yeah. So all that's going back in the bowl.
Yep. Grandma's got real wet mouths.
Grandma milk!
Yeah, they don't put their teeth in until they're done.
Don't
real
trust.
Soft cereal.
Don't trust grandma milk.
Oh, grandma's milk. Get you some of grandma's
milk. To be honest, I don't think I ever drank any milk at my grandparents' house.
I didn't.
No,
I definitely didn't.
I lived with my grandma, and I would get different milk because I didn't know what she was up to. I saw what she did with the coffee. I saw her heating up prunes, all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'll get
never. I was like, I'll just stick to a Diet Pepsi, grandma.
Grandma milk.
That's revolting.
Yeah, it is.
So gross.
Yeah, it is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Not the kind of thing you'd expect to happen at a cornhole tournament, but a huge brawl broke out at a charity cornhole tournament in Georgia.
Mm.
The Douglas County Chamber of Commerce hosted its annual cornhole event at the Foxhall Resort to raise money for scholarships for deserving students. Participants
yeah.
and supporters were seen playing the lawn game and enjoying the weather before some people started disagreeing about one cornhole game score.
I get it, yeah.
Then fists started flying. The video of this is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It is all caught on camera as this brawl breaks out at a charity cornhole tournament.
Ridiculous. It's charity.
It's cornhole.
Yeah, but it's cornhole.
It's cornhole. Hey,
hey, hey, hey. Guys
look
are
at
in.
This. Oh, no. Oh, look at these guys.
Ripped his shirt right off him.
Ripped his pink shirt right off him.
Stop it right now. We will stop this tournament. This is stupid.
Lisa's there.
Lisa's there.
Lisa's there.
Is the announcer.
Lisa's there.
Cornhole tournament.
Lisa's there.
Lisa. We know what Lisa did last weekend.
Stop it. Oh my goodness. This is the dumbest thing ever. Oh my god. You guys are playing cornhole. You guys are in pink golf shirts. I mean, seriously, this is the most ridiculous flight I've ever seen in my life. You're throwing beanbags into some homemade stupid board with a hole in it. It's the dumbest thing you could ever do in your whole entire life, and you're proud that you're good at it. It's a big problem, guys. Stop it. Stop this. Oh my god, we'll cancel this whole thing. I don't even want to be here. This is dumb.
Oh, her. I love her. This is stupid.
Stupid.
Oh my god.
Let's hear her again.
Bring it up.
Stop it right now. We will stop this tournament. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous. Get out of here!
Get out of here!
We will stop this tournament right now! We're adults, and this is ridiculous! It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser! Hit the crap!
Oh my god, it's Lisa Lang!
What the crap? She said at the end?
She said, what the crap? I'm pretty sure!
What the crap? This is a charity cornhole tournament! One of the worst ideas for charity you can ever have. And we're all here. We're forced to be here.
Oh, that is what I would say.
This is so stupid.
This is stupid.
And she really put stank on this.
Oh, she did.
We will stop this tournament right now. We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Cut the crap.
Cut the crap.
Jeez.
I love her.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievably ridiculous, though, you guys.
It really is. They took it way too seriously.
They just, listen, we're saying,
oh, no, go ahead.
They never knew cornhole could be a contact sport. After the dispute over the score, someone threw a beer, then someone threw a punch. What they said they've learned is, bottom line, alcohol and beanbags do not mix.
It doesn't.
They said there were some good blows. Luckily, no one was seriously injured, but there were some good licks on both sides. Police ended up not being called. No one was arrested.
Oh, that chick really defused the situation. Luckily.
She was not putting up with that.
No. They all left.
They did.
They did. They listened to her. Did you see as soon as she started talking? They're like, all right.
You guys are stupid.
Jeez.
I can't imagine.
Guy had to pick up his pink shirt off the ground that came off.
Sir, get your pink shirt on. Your man tits are out. You guys are stupid. Your pink shirt is ripped. Stupid.
Wow, oh, my just, God.
It's the best.
Terrible at fighting. Terrible at fighting. They're not good fighters.
Stop it right now. We will stop this tournament. This is stupid. This is absolutely ridiculous. Get out of here. We will stop this tournament right now. We are adults, and this is ridiculous. It is a cornhole tournament fundraiser. Hit the crap.
Oh my god.
I love her.
Oh, that was funny.
Good job, Lise. Way to break it up.
No problem.
I'm going to break it up. We could use you at a couple of our baseball tournaments.
All sorts of things. Like
there, was like, crap it.
There was like a baseball tournament where like someone went after someone with a baseball bat.
Oh, no.
Like adults?
Yeah, adults. Like, Jesus. I think it was, it might have been one of the coaches decided to go and try and knock one of the dads out with a bat.
Oh.
It's good times.
So I said, you guys missed some stuff in the background. There's a guy claiming he's a cop.
I heard that guy.
And there's an old man Chuck voice yelling, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey. Oh. The lady's right. You guys are stupid. What?
Listen, guys, I've been watching this professional cornhole lately when I when I find it on.
How?
Why? Why?
It's on like, it's on ESPN.
No, I can't. It's not.
I didn't know
Dude,
that.
It's on.
Well, I'm pretty good.
It's on. Dave.
If I knew Dave. I could get into professional cornhole.
No, these guys, good. These guys are nuts.
Hey, you take me out to the courtyard there
I
and we'll
know.
See.
I'm just saying, like, they're like, it's like when they miss one, it's like they've lost.
Oh, the end of the world?
Yeah, well, because every time they score, they'll miss it on the edge, and then a guy will look at it and be like, all right. It'll throw one. It'll hit the one that's on the edge and pull it down into the hole. I'm like, okay, they're really good. They're real good. But no there's idea. Not a lot of fights.
Just thought it was a backyard thing at a party.
It's well, it should be.
Know.
Well, that's my point. It should be, but it's on ESPN.
That's crazy.
It's amazing.
I've never seen professional cornhole.
And you should see the guys who are the best in the world at it. Oh boy,
they look like me, don't they?
No, what? Not really. They're more of, I would say, like a rednecky nature.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a backwards mesh hat.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Amazing, though. I hope they... Someone should speak to that lady. She needs to be the new viral star.
This is stupid!
Oh, she talked just the same way that I try and emulate Lisa.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Off to Maryland now, where a man who found himself $10 short at a convenience store likely is not going to have that problem for a while after the shortage caused a $50,000 lottery win. It's a 37-year-old guy from Parkville, Maryland. He told officials there that he was at the Easy convenience store when he discovered he didn't have enough cash to buy the $30 scratch-off ticket that he was going to get. He said, I considered going to the ATM because I was in the mood for a $30 game, but he settled for the $20 cash explosion instant ticket and ended up hitting it for $50,000.
That's nice. Crazy. That's a universe, like, giving you a gift.
Mm. Said, I started scratching the play area, saw a $1,000 win almost immediately. I was thrilled. And then I saw one of them was for $5,000, then one for $10,000. The cash explosion symbols and matches added up in total to $50,000.
You imagine that?
This guy who's only calling himself Mr. SSS.
Oh, wow.
Said store workers were equally excited about his big win, and they posed for a photo. I have to... find this guy because you've got to see a big picture of him. It looks like this $50,000 has gone right to his head.
Stop already? It. It's yeah. only $50,000.
Yeah.
They're going to, government's going to take half of it.
Right. You're not, it's not.
And then you won't even be able to buy a car.
Right.
With it.
Yeah.
I can't find it here.
You got to look up Mr. SSS, I guess.
Because he's like surrounded in money.
There he is.
Oh, no.
No.
What's happening, you guys?
What's happening?
He's got a wreath of money around his head.
Cash explosion.
He's got the glasses on, like a money necklace.
Do you think
he's wearing a dollar bill jacket?
Okay, so do you think he made that himself?
Yes, because that's his jacket.
Oh, my God. That's
I got the money, bitches.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Mr. SSS.
He is doing the opposite. He now looks like a money-filled CeeLo Green.
That's it.
I've never seen like a money clown scarf like that.
That's what it is. It's like a poofy clown scarf.
I'll have to put this on Twitter so everyone can see what we're talking about here. But I
most people, when they win a bunch of money, you keep it on the down low. Not Mr. SSS.
No.
I mean, he might not be using his real name,
yeah,
but he's putting it out there.
It is true. It's only 50 grand, too.
Yeah, it's not
millions
not
and millions of dollars.
It's not enough for me to go make a custom dollar bill jacket and scarf. You know what I mean? Like, that's wild.
Imagine wearing that.
I like to think about him wearing it on the drive there. I gotta go pick up my giant check. Got my jacket on. You know what this outfit needs? A big, giant, poofy money scarf. Poofy scarf.
It's amazing. I've never seen anything like that.
I haven't either. And you can see what we're talking about if you go to twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. This outfit, the over-the-top cash-themed outfit, is there. Now, if you won, like, $500 million.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
sure.
Get away with that. Life's changed forever.
Sure.
You won 50 grand.
Yeah.
That's nice, but you're not rolling in it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I mean, they're taking half right off the top.
So it's like 25.
It's like, boom, 25. And then you know you got credit card debt, so you should probably pay that off. Boom.
This guy will be through this by the end of the month.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
By the end of the month, the money will be gone.
It's already spent. He probably spent 12 grand on the scarf.
Yeah. I need a money scarf made out of money.
$50,000. That means unlimited money.
Bad call. Go check him out for yourself, please, though. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck is where you'll see this guy's picture. And Jim has something to add quickly here. Hi, Jim.
Hey, the SSS are symbols for the dollar sign.
Oh, I bet
I guess
is.
That's what
Mr.
it is.
Money.
Mr. Dollar,
Mr. Money.
That's what it is.
That's it.
Someone said he's going straight to the helicopter store, like the guy from the helicopter store.
Yeah.
Totally true.
Thanks for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.